WRCO's Evening Sports, sponsored today by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. Well, the Milwaukee Brewers have made several transactions just before the break. Former Cy Young Award winner Dallas Keuchel was designated for assignment after four ineffective starts. He'll be replaced by Joel Kunell, who will be recalled from AAA Nashville. Milwaukee closer Devin Williams also made his first rehab appearance on Sunday at Class A Wisconsin, striking out three batters he faced. The Wisconsin men's basketball team will be taking on Central Florida in the first round of the Greenbrier tip-off next November. The pairings for the tournament will be played in West Virginia and were announced late last week. The Badgers meet UCF at 4 p.m. November 22nd. Championship and third-place games will then be played on the 24th. The Knights were just 17-16 last season, but they defeated three ranked teams, including number three, Kansas. Anthony Davis scored 17 points, grabbed 14 rebounds, and Tyrese Halliburton came up with a pair of late three-pointers that helped stop a free fall by the Americans, and the U.S. beat Australia 98-92 today to improve to 2-0 on its five-game slate of exhibitions leading into Paris Olympics. Devin Booker scored 16 for U.S., which saw a 24-point second-half lead cut to 4 in the final moments. Baltimore's Corbin Burnes will start for the American League in the All-Star game against Pittsburgh rookie Paul Skenes. A 29-year-old right-hander, Burnes is 9-4 with a 2.93 ERA in his first season with the Orioles, who acquired him from Milwaukee just before spring training. And the short summer vacation's over for NFL players. It's time to begin the journey to Super Bowl 59. Coming off a disappointing finish in the AFC Championship game, the Baltimore Ravens became the first team to open training camp when they welcomed rookies on Saturday. 19 more teams get underway this week, with all 32 clubs opening doors by July 24th. Everyone is 0-0, but expectations aren't the same. Some teams are legitimate contenders. A few are rebuilding. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.